Welcome to Warrior Basketball. Hold on to your seats, folks. The action's about to begin.
Good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you are, and welcome to Amity Warrior Basketball here on KLYC live streaming. This is Jeff Clark along with Ron Huber from Sheridan High School this evening as the Warriors get set to take on the Spartans here in this PacWest Conference action. These two teams met earlier this year with the Warrior girls taking down the Sheridan Spartans by a score of 60-43, and Sheridan has really one player on their team who is out. No, that's not right. That's the boys' score. You got to look at the right side. I thought that was too close. taking down the Sheridan Spartans by a score of 55-24. And, Ron, Sheridan really has one player on their team, and that's the Arroyo girl.
The good volleyball girl.
Haley, not Arroyo, Ayala.
Haley Ayala.
And she's really good. She's a great athlete. She might be the best athlete in the district. Just pure athleticism. If you've seen her play volleyball, she's pushing up on a 30-inch vertical jump. She is phenomenal, quick, explosive. Not a great basketball player. She'd be a good kid to have on your team as a fourth or fifth option, but she's really their only option. And she is not 100% healthy on top of that with a knee that's got some issues. She still has a wrap on. I think she's got a torn meniscus, and that's just, she doesn't want to miss out on the rest of her senior season, so she's playing through it. So kudos to her. On the other end of the floor, well, the Amity Warriors are really good, Ron. I don't know if you knew that or not. I just thought I'd share that with you.
Yeah.
These girls are, quite honestly, about as much fun to watch as any group we've been able to watch in a long time.
Yeah. We've had teams that have had one or two or three, no put down of any of the teams that have gone through here, but right. One or two or three very good basketball players and a bunch of really good athletes. But this group, they've got at least seven or eight basketball players.
And they love the game. They're athletic. They have skills. And they play outstanding defense.
Yeah.
And they're going to get better. I mean, we do graduate three seniors, Ellie McMullen, Kylie Kendall, and Megan Sharp. I'm looking for Megan. Where is
She's
Megan
here.
Tonight? Is she here?
Mm-hmm.
Where is? Oh, here she is in the corner. She was hiding behind the dinosaur balloon here to my right. But those three go away, and all three of those play a role on this team, a significant role. But honestly, their best lineup this year has been two sophomores and three freshmen, in part because Ellie hasn't been 100% yet. But that lineup bodes well going into the future. But looking at this year,
it's kind of interesting. A little side of that youth is when we play these games and get up by 20, 30 points.
Yeah.
we're playing two seniors. And
in your second unit.
In the second unit. Yeah. And the three freshmen and the two sophomores are sitting on the bench.
Yeah. So looking ahead as this year plays out, I mean, the girls have this game. They have Santiam Christian. That's on Thursday this week. That'll be their last test. That's at our place. That'll be senior night. And then Jefferson on Saturday. Assuming they get past Santiam Christian, which really is a two-girl team. Yost and Fields. Assuming we get past them at home, which we should, that would be a 12-0 league record. It's going to leave them fourth in the state. They're going to have that sub-round bye, and then they're going to play the winner of, see if I can do math right here, 12-4. They're going to play the winner of
20.
That can't be right.
2014.
I got my numbers. I was doing a 16 round.
They play the winner of 24, 20 and 14. I looked at that bracket.
Okay.
And the deal is though, they could conceivably not, they could, let's say they lost to Santiam Christian, they would still be the league champion, but they wouldn't be in Jed and I were talking about it. It makes for a really bad draw.
Well, I don't know that it would change their seeding, would it? I don't think Sandy Hook Christian will get past them with a win.
I can't believe that, no.
When I look at how far apart they are on their RPI and on their OSAA rank, their quality and their RPI, I can't believe that even if they lost to Sandy Hook Christian,
One light switch.
All the lights went out for just a second.
He was getting nightmares of thinking about Jefferson football.
I was. I was looking down to see if I still had power or not. My goodness, I don't need that.
I wonder how many other people listened to you at the Jefferson football game.
And not only that, but it was just a terrible game. So boring. So boring. That was terrible. Anyway, so as the girls head into the state playoffs, you know, if they win out, they're going to be the fourth seed. Even if they lose to Sandy Hook Christian, I think they're still going to be the fourth seed. At worst, they're the five seed.
I think they'd have to lay an egg at home against Sandy Hook Christian, and I don't see that happening.
I don't think it will either. I think these girls are still fresh in their mind how badly they played for a quarter and a half against Sandy Hook Christian.
It was
the worst quarter and a half of basketball they played all year. On both ends of the floor, it was just really bad. And I think Jed's going to be able to use that as some serious motivation and for being prepared to come out of the gate quick on Thursday night. So.
Yeah. Well, you're down to the last 3 seconds.
Well, we are ready to roll here. We'll get the starting lineups. I need to check something. I have no idea how our sound is here right now. Give me just a second and I'll check, make sure. Yeah, I think our sound is just fine, isn't it, folks? All right. So the PA system is one portable speaker. But they're going to do their senior night here. So our girls got all warmed up, and now they get to sit for the next.
Have a commercial.
Yeah, we might do that. It's going to be a few minutes here. They have three seniors that they're going to be. No. Man, I keep looking at the wrong thing. They've got two seniors, just Haley Ayala and Bailey Deal. Be the only two. Are they going to do cheerleaders here?
Cheerleaders?
I don't know what all they're doing. But the Warrior girls, so Ron, did you pull up that bracket? Are we looking at the rankings?
I'm a little bit frustrated because I got one bar and
it's bad.
It won't.
Yep. Yeah, I had to go to their guest Wi-Fi, so I'm just hoping that it survives the night. If we get cut off at any point, it's because the guest Wi-Fi here is not the fastest I've been on. But let's, so the JV boys had a nice win, playing against the worst JV team I think I've seen this year.
Yeah, that's like 59-12 or something like that.
Yeah. One of those, what did you say it was after one quarter, 24-1 or something?
No,
28-1?
28-1 with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Yeah. So.
So then our JV girls lost by 12 or 14 to their JVs. And, it was interesting because, Carl rested, or, Kylie and Liliana didn't play the whole fourth quarter, so I don't know if Jed's thinking he's going to play them in the varsity game or something. But
well, that gives him
two quarters
to work with, right? Yeah. So that whole second half we might see.
Which I don't think he wants to get in the situation he had the other night where they're up by 40 and he's got his seniors in the game and stuff.
Yeah, it'd be nice to give all of your kind of starting unit off of your varsity team the rest in the fourth quarter. So if you look at, you know, you've got Kylie, you've got Liliana. Emily isn't playing yet. That's it. Caden. And Caden Christensen. So you've got those three. You're going to have to play two of your rotation no matter what.
Yeah.
So then it's just a matter of who. A lot of times what he'll do is he'll play 80 and let her run some point, which gives her a practice, some chance to work on those point guard skills, because usually it's either Eliza or Maya running the point.
Yeah, I wasn't here for the first half. He might have saved Kylie and Liliana in the first half. I don't know.
But either way, you can't.
That would give them three quarters.
You don't have five lower-end players. You have three JV swingers, and everybody else is a varsity player, and they're good.
So now they put more time on.
So they got to give them another 8 minutes. So
yeah, that's why we looked
up. I thought I was a little confused.
Yeah.
So we got an early start here, and we don't have that much more to talk about. But looking at the standings, though. So, Ron, this is what I was saying.
There we go.
On the RPI ranking, we're 30 points ahead of Sandingham Christian, and on the Collie, we're 50 points ahead of them. I can't believe that a loss to them would jump us. I think we're going to be locked in at four. So if we look at
the bracket,
we'll go to the bracket here.
Remember now, I'm pretty sure the four plays the winner way down there on the left.
So if you're the four seed, which we should be, we'll get the winner of 20 versus 13.
Yeah.
Got some JV guys coming back up after the locker room here. So the 20 versus 13 winner. And, you know, we have no idea who that's going to be right now. And then you turn around, you get the five seed. That would be Sandingham Christian. That would be Sandingham Christian in the second round,
yeah,
or the first full round,
right,
with the right to go to state, which is not a horrible matchup. I mean,
no,
of all the teams you could play. However, if Sandingham Christian loses to Amity, they could drop to the number six spot. They could swap with that six spot potentially. Let me go back to that here. Let me get back to rankings. It's not fast here, sorry. So they could flop with Pleasant Hill. Pleasant Hill is 18-1 this year.
Yeah.
And when I look at this, it looks like, but I don't know how much a loss on a road is going to hurt Sandingham Christian to a team ranked above them. That's what I don't know. And Pleasant Hill is in the Mountain Valley. I believe they're the number one team out of the Mountain Valley right now. So I think Pleasant Hill, I was going to go and look at who their one loss is to. They're in a pretty weak,
Their league's not very strong.
No, it's them and Cresswell.
Cresswell's ranked up there too.
15th.
Yeah.
And Elmira.
And
they're going to get three teams in there.
Yeah. Yeah, they get three.
Could be Harrisburg, who's 20th.
And one of those leagues gets four.
It's the Far West League. How many teams they have?
Yeah.
Far West team is going to be Sutherland, Lakeview in it for sure. And then, they're going to get two more teams. It's going to be a battle between Brookings Harbor, Coquille, and Cascade Christian and Douglas. All of them with four or five losses headed into this last week of the season. It should be Brookings Harbor and Coquille, just based on the OSAA, if that's meaningful at all. They're ranked 18th and 16th, respectively. So, they're going to get four teams. And then there's going to be one at-large also, which is not going to come out of our league. I'm quite certain
not
of that.
Even.
Our third team right now is Jefferson, could be Taft. There's no way we're getting a fourth one.
No.
We don't have anybody close to being ranked the top 16. Coastal Range League, Corbett, Banks, Riverdale are all going to get in for sure. Looks like Neocani could be that at-large team coming out of the Coastal Range League. That's a pretty tough league. That's the toughest league in the state. You got Corbett ranked one, Banks is one, Corbett's two, and Riverdale is ranked ninth. Poor Riverdale, you got a pretty good team, and you're having to play the number one and number two team twice in your league schedule.
Yeah,
that's pretty brutal. That's harkening back to the days when Horizon, Dayton, and Amity were all good,
mm-hmm,
in the same league. And one of those teams is going to get a short shrift when it comes to seeding. But it's very possible that Neocani could sneak in there as that at-large bid. If we go down to the Eastern Oregon League, they're going to get three teams in. It's going to be NISA for sure. They're ranked 8th in the state. They're 8-0 in their league. Vail sits at 7-1, Burns at 6-2, and the rest of the league is terrible. So, barring major injuries, upset type of things, it should be NISA, Vail, and Burns coming out of there, and headed into the state tournament. And then, as we mentioned, Sutherland Lakeview coming out of the Far West League, and then two of those other four, Brookings Harbor, Coquille, Cascade Christian, or Douglas, will probably sneak in. I don't know what their district tournament looks like. They've got some things to settle out there, but they're going to get four teams.
But the top eight are so much better than anything below them that it just seems like the seeding, the top eight should be the ones that end up in.
They really should.
Marshfield.
Now, we say that last year.
Yeah.
Who was ranked number one?
Willamina.
Willamina
had a
hosted
home game.
16, the 16 seed at home, and got beat because one girl lit them up and they couldn't figure out how to stop her.
Right.
Crazy. So we don't want to ever assume anything.
No.
But, yeah, there's, and I think it, I don't know about Pleasant Hill, but Lakeview played Sutherland in a non-league game here mid-season. just a week ago, and Sutherland beat them by 11. Mm-hmm. On a neutral site, I think. But maybe, I don't know, it just says Versus, so maybe they played it at Lakeview. That's a long trip for Sutherland, but
one of those games, Wickman got 50 points.
Yeah, I think that was against Douglas, mm-hmm. I believe. I don't think she got 50 against Lakeview because they only scored 52 as a team.
Yeah, so that's.
I think it's the one before where they got 66, and yeah, she went off for 50 points or whatever. Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any question that she has the single best offensive skill set in the state.
Yeah,
but you
Wicks,
can take her.
Yeah,
but you can take her out of the game. Corbett is the team I didn't get to watch.
And Jed and his girls have got her number. She just turns into a head case when we play her.
Corbett's the team that I didn't get to watch. That was the very beginning of the season. I was in Europe, and
Jed told me that game,
yeah,
after the second quarter, his girls finally figured out that they put their shorts on just like his. So that the whole first two quarters, the freshmen were just
first game.
Just not with.
But what I have heard both from our coaches and from other people who watch 3A is there's not a better shooting team in 4A and below than Corbett. They have four legitimate
guards.
Wing players that can shoot the lights out.
Yeah.
That's tough. Good ball movement means you're going to get open looks from the three-point line always. So we got about a minute to go here before starting lineups. I'm going to see if my wife will go buy me water.
Hey, wait. One of my granddaughters will do it.
Okay. Hey, get some water,
Emily,
for us.
Emily. Vicky.
You want a water?
No.
Okay, just me. You?
Can you?
Me.
Send her to go get two waters.
It's okay. Natalie's got it. Natalie's
don't
got it, Ron.
It.
Ron, trying to keep my
don't
wife from getting her steps in here.
So how many?
Don't you. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. I don't know. We'll just stay here. I don't want anything else. Ron making his granddaughters run errands for us here.
Well, Emily Huber is an eighth grader in Cascade Junior High. She'll be a freshman next year. And Alyssa is a sixth grader. She'll be at, Cascade Junior High.
That's pretty exciting. All right, we have the national anthem. We'll be right back with starting lineups after these messages. Welcome back, Warrior fans. We are ready to start here from Sheridan High School for the Warriors.
Oh my.
No, this is their thing. This is okay.
Yeah.
Now I gotta wait. I can't see my roster here. They're gonna turn the lights out. Which, grab your wallet.
You can't hear anything. The speakers are just unbelievable.
Yeah, apparently their PA system died, and I might be louder than their PA announcer.
Where's Chris Daniels when we need him?
Yeah. Their portable PA system is somebody's little home speaker they brought in.
The principal that knows computers and music and PAs and everything else, boy, he's... Remember that fiasco we had at football?
Oh, it was terrible. So starting for the Warriors tonight, it's Megan Sharp. And then the standard for 80 Nisley, Maya Harzma, Eliza Nisley, and Sarah Lynn Grove. It's been a pretty consistent foursome all year. And then Jed has just rotated other players into that fifth spot, kind of alternating Kylie and Megan at the five, the fifth starting spot. So coming off the bench tonight will be Ellie and Kylie Kendall, as well as Alyssa McMullen, of course. And then we'll have Liliana Rideout, Kylie Wilson, and Caden Christensen coming off the bench.
I talked to him Sunday night. And he was talking about he's just not going to change that. He's just not going to let Alyssa get in there right away.
No,
just,
it works out pretty well.
Yeah.
Eliza with it over to Maya on the left angle. Down in the corner, they go baseline, find Scharf, lays it up a little strong. She didn't have control of that ball very well, taking that pass in the mid post. Ayala ahead, stolen away by 80. 80, bounce pass to Sarah Lynn. Blocked by Ayala.
You know who.
Wow. Should have been a bounce pass back to 80 there. They trap Ayala down the left side, just gets it back on the left angle, hooks a pass over. That almost was a travel by Warner. Left corner back on top to Ayala. Ayala to Warner, puts up a three, and they're up 3-0, folks, just like that. Leah Warner with her first basket. Warriors with the ball. 80. Down in the corner to Eliza. She'll take a three, try to match that. She does! Eliza Nisley hits her first shot of the game. And it's 3-3. Ayala, tipped by Sarah, gets it back. Center court, down low, tipped away by 80. Or Eliza, excuse me. Bounce pass down low, ball on the floor, and pulled out of there. Jump ball. Wasn't sure. It looked like they were going to have it. Givens had her hands on it, trying to make a pass, and Arzma tied her back up.
We've had these refs before. They kind of come as a threesome. They're good. Comerford and this Ron guy that's a softball guy. Good refs.
Ayala on top to Warner. Warner back to Ayala on the left angle, extended. Gives it over for a three-pointer by Chloe Ayala. Misses everything. They get it back on the air ball. Back out Warner on the right angle. Down in the corner. Deal knocked away. That was knocked away from Givens. Warriors out running. 80 at the other end. Lays it up and in. 80 Nisley with the basket on the fast break after the steal. Ayala crosses it over. They try to go back to Chloe Ayala. Stolen away. Bad pass there. They get it ahead to Harzma. Harzma.
Ooh,
again.
What? Man alive, she can fly.
Again, it's Haley Ayala with another, with another block shot. Warriors ball out of bounds. Lob it into Grove. Grove.
Favorite shot.
Loves that little 12-footer. Misses it. Rebound inside 80. Reverses up. No good. And the rebound pulled out of there by Chloe Ayala. Ahead to Haley. Back to Chloe. Haley with it. Left angle. Crosses it over to Warner on the right angle. Down low. Knocked away. Poked away by Eliza. Picked up by 80. Ahead to Sarah Lynn on the left wing. Picks up her dribble. Nothing there. Gives it to Eliza on top for Maya. Maya on the right to 80. Swing it over to Eliza. Oh, tried to go down low and threw it over and behind Sharp.
Maya's going to have to be a little more of a threat.
Be nice to see her take that shot, wouldn't it?
That's my opinion.
We've all been on her for a long time about that. We want her to see her shoot. Chloe with it. Ahead on the sideline to Warner. And she's fouled. 80 got in a little too close there as Warner pivoted, ran into her. Her first foul, first team foul in the game. Are they going to put them up for us? Doesn't look like, oh, yeah, they did. Okay. So we don't have to track the fouls. That's good. Haley Ayala on top to Chloe. Back to Haley. Skips it over to Warner on the left wing. On top, that's about a 28-footer just short by Haley Ayala. How's that for, I'm in the gym, I'm in range. That was almost from the 10-foot line for the volleyball court. Just short on that. They know they've got to take the first open look, I think. Because if they pass it around too much, they're going to lose it. Sharp at the foul line, ball knocked away. I think she got fouled, no call. Ayala with it. Gets it to Givens. Givens tipped by Grove. Knocked away. Ayala gets it back. Hooks it over. And there's 80. Tracks it down for the steal. 80 goes in hard with the left hand. Misses. Grove puts it up. Misses again. Ayala, being the shot blocker back there, affected both of those. Haley pushes it up that right side. Puts the brakes on inside the three-point line. Backs it out. Steps back for a 22-footer. No good. And Parson with a rebound. Still 3-3 game, or 5-3 game, Warriors on top by two. There's a kick ball by Chloe, or by Haley Ayala. Ayala. Get it right.
Here comes Mighty Mike.
The shooter's in. Alyssa McMullen in the game.
It won't take her long to put her fingerprint on this game.
80 takes the inbound. Buries a beautiful three-pointer from the corner. No hesitation. Took that inbound. No defense on her. Beautiful high arcing shot. Now we've got McMullen up on the top of the 1-3-1. Warner tries to drive. Traveled. Oh, they're going to get a foul. Second foul of the game on the Warriors, and that one's going to be on Eliza, her first. So both of the Nisley girls with a foul. 4:01 left to go. First quarter. 8-3 Warriors. Ayala with it. Skip pass over to Warner on the left side. Dribbles back out to Chloe Ayala. Now to Haley. Ayala with it. Skips it back over to Warner again. Can't get her shot off. A little loose with that dribble. Poked away by Harzma. And chased down by AD. Nisely takes it in. Fouled. Before the shot, I think.
I think he's going to get it, too.
Oh, you think so? That's crazy.
It was way before the shot. Two shots.
Oh, my goodness, Ron.
The bump we'll take is, bump
wow.
is way.
She hadn't even gathered herself yet. That's not the right call, but we'll take the two free throws from AD Nisely. First one,
good
perfect.
Good shot.
She's
got
in rid rhythm of, today, isn't
got
she?
Got rid of the curveball.
The spinner. She also has three steals right now.
To go with her 6 points.
Two rebounds.
80, one more at the line. Always good sportsmanship here. They count on their student section to yell when we're getting ready to shoot. 80 out and into the game, Ellie McMullen. So it's both McMullens, Eliza, Sarah, and Harzma on the floor. Chloe plays catch with
so
Haley,
close.
Almost stolen by McMullen. Down in the corner to Warner, back out on top, and
turnover.
It's going to be over and back. Haley couldn't took her eye off that one, and when she went to catch it, went off the hand and over the backcourt line. Warriors ball at half court. Why is she sending her down here? Okay. I guess that's, do they go with where they touch the ball? Is that where it goes on the sideline?
I don't know.
That's something I should ask somebody.
Oh,
McMullen,
my goodness.
From 24. No good on the first shot of the game for Ellie. I like it, though. Nobody on her.
5 feet behind the three-point line.
That's well within her range, my friend. Warner with it, the left forecourt. Dribbles back out and hands to Haley Ayala. Skips it over to Chloe. Back on top to Warner. They struggle to get this ball anywhere below the foul line. Three-pointer out top, though, by Warner is good. She's got both of their baskets at 10-6 Warriors. They're going to live and die on that three. That's all they've really taken so far, Ron. Harzma hands to Alyssa. Picks up her dribble. They double
She's
her.
In trouble.
Gives it back to Harzma in the corner, left corner. Dribbles out. Ball poked out of bounds by Sheridan. So that's a different look from Sheridan, trapping in that side in the corner. Haven't seen that from him, I don't think. McMullen to McMullen. Ellie swings it down to Eliza, looking for a cutter. Nothing there. Back to Alyssa. Harzma picks up her dribble.
Timeout,
Jed. He's not happy.
She stopped dribbling.
Yeah, and Jed had a firm word for somebody about where the cut needs to happen. Too much standing around holding the ball right now. 30-second timeout. That's about as animated I think I've seen Jed. Like, he was not happy about that. First they got trapped twice on that left side, then they get trapped out on top, which you should never get trapped out on top like that. You should see that come and make the pass to one of the wings, but.
Hey, I want to ask you.
A little flat.
Little trivia here.
Okay.
When's the last time you saw a head basketball coach wear a baseball hat?
Summer League. That's the last time I saw it. Summer League. Happens all the time there. But let's just say that not all coaches have the same professional dress. It's happened in the NBA, though. I mean, they're down to, like, they're wearing, like, slacks with a sweatshirt now on the sideline. So everybody's kind of lowering the bar on
and
dress standards.
Basketball shoes, coaching shoes.
Yep. Oh, Harzma for three. No good. Rebound. Inside pulled down by Givens. Givens, Ayala, plays catch with her sister. Chloe with it.
Back better know where 24 is.
Haley, Warner, left corner. Well, that's a little bit like the Jefferson girl that never had made eight all year, made eight of them against us. Sarah traveled. Oh, no, we got to step out of bounds. Pointing to the sideline there. Hey, down in front, can't see. Those Vrells, you know, just bringing that pizza in, driving my stomach nuts. Ah, it smells good. There's a tip on top, and Alyssa gets a steal. Ellie at the tip. Alyssa with it. Pushes ahead to Ellie. Left wing. Oh, bad pass there, but Harzma gets it back to Alyssa for three.
Maybe.
Good. Just like that. I mean, is there a more confident shooter that we've seen? Alyssa with her first shot of the game. It's a three. 13-6 Warriors. Try to drive baseline.
Oh, that's not a foul.
That was a pretty good move. Pretty good defense there. I think that's going to get 80 back in. Eliza picks up her second. She was drop-stepping and giving ground. The girl just lowered her shoulder and ran into her. Kylie Kendall in as well. So it's Kendall and Aidy Nisely with both McMullins and Grove. Lob into Warner. Straight on. Misses the jumper. Ayala with the rebound. Ball tipped away. Knocked away by McMullen. Alyssa McMullen picked up by Aidy. Nisely puts the brakes on. Ellie tipped away. And Haley Ayala with it. I think she can dunk, can't she? No. Lays it up and in at the other end. I thought we might get a throwdown from Ayala. Her first basket. Careless there by the Warriors. Grove to McMullen for three. That's Ellie. Good! Rolls in. Bounced around and found the bottom of the net. 16-8 Warriors, under a minute to go now here in the first quarter. Chloe Ayala Haley. Yep. Nisely was almost had that picked off. You get it to Warner, the right block. She backs out to the corner. They double her. Bad pass, but it gets out there. Three-pointer missed by Ayala. Oh. And there's a foul by Kendall. Man. That's not a good foul on Kendall against Watkins. Watkins, first of all, where was the box out?
Yep.
Secondly, just go straight up. That shot wasn't going to go in. But instead, we're going to have, Watkins at the line shooting two. Misses the first one. Fourth team foul on the Warriors, only one on the Spartans here in the first quarter with 41.7 seconds left to go in this opening stanza. She misses them both. Grove with the rebound. Gets it to Alyssa. McMullen. Fakes. Gets it to 80. 80 down low. Kylie finds a cutter. Grove almost scored. Rolled it around, but she'll go to the line to shoot two. Grove, with 30 seconds left to go, will shoot two free throws. Second team foul. Buries the first one perfectly. Free throw shooting looking good tonight. 80 buried both of hers. Beautiful. Very clean. Grove hits the first. And the second.
Boy,
barely moving that net. Those are beautiful. 30 seconds to go. 18-8. Warriors up 10 here in the first quarter. Chloe and Haley play catch out top. Haley back to Chloe Ayala. Back over to Haley. Mid-range. 15-footer missed. Ball tipped out of bounds for some reason. It would have been out of bounds off of Sheridan. Saved, though, by the Warriors. Kylie on top. Puts up a deep three. Little short. Grove with the rebound with 4 seconds.
Left
hand up. No good. Nisely inside. Scores on the rebound. Aidy Nisely, who is our leading rebounder, according to Jed. Finishing right there on the offensive rebound putback just before the buzzer. It is 20-8 Warriors after one quarter. We'll be back in a minute. Start of the second quarter here from the Spartan Dome, as they proudly call it. Aidy Nisely with the first quarter run. 9 points, 2 rebounds, and 3 steals?
Three rebounds and three. 4 steals.
So 9-3 with 4 steals. Great first quarter for the freshman. And she sat out for 2 minutes. So we played 6 minutes of that. I mean, she's on pace to score 36 points, Ron. Just saying. That would be a career high, folks. I don't think we've had a 30-point scorer this year, have we? A game?
We had, what Alyssa had, 24, 26?
23.
It was a little bit more. 26.
It was quite a bit, but.
Like maybe, but there was like 6 threes.
Yeah, there were. Alyssa with it on the left angle, down to Ellie in the corner. They go into that mid-post, back to 80 at the foul line, misses. Grove with the rebound, backs it out to McMullen. We're going to have a foul, reach-in foul in there somewhere. Didn't really affect the play. It's going to be on Haley Ayala. Warriors ball right side of the key along the baseline. Alyssa to inbound. She's going to be about 4 feet out, 5 feet, 6 feet. So they're going to move her all the way out to almost the three-point line.
Did the ball go out there?
No. Gets it into 80. 80 dribbles left, bounce pass to Grove at the elbow, swings it over to Kendall on top McMullen. Ellie with it on top. Knocked away.
Can't be so predictable there.
She was staring that down the whole way.
Reverse it back the other way.
Knocked out of bounds by Haley Ayala. Warriors ball in the corner. Kendall, mid post. Grove with the left hand. Fouled. She can't get one of those to drop. That's the third ball she's had kind of rim out and miss. Grove to the line. She's got 2 points in the game so far. Should have about eight.
Talk about wearing your emotions on your sleeve. It's in her face.
Well, she just can't believe those shots aren't going in. Even with the foul, she wants that basket. Buries the free throw. One more coming for the sophomore. We list her at 5'10". She's about 5'9". 5'10", maybe, with her shoes on. Early in the second quarter, 21-8 Warriors, and she misses that one.
Hurried it.
Rebound by Givens. First Warrior miss tonight. They're 5 out of 6 from the foul line. Chloe Al on top to Haley. She drives, cut off, hangs, misses the jumper. Ball loose inside. Warner gets it out to Ayala. Haley to Warner. She'll dribble back out top. Tipped by McMullen on that top of that 1-3-1. Skip pass over. Three-pointer for Chloe Ayala. She misses that. Long rebound to Givens. Ball knocked away by Alyssa. Picked up by Ellie. Ahead to Alyssa. She puts the brakes on. Thinks about the three. Gives it to Ellie. She'll take a 23-footer. Oh, I thought that was good. Looked good from here. Grove with the rebound. Back out to Alyssa. On top, Ellie swings it to Kylie. Down in the corner. Nisley misses. Grove fouled. There's another one. Look at her. Like, I can't finish these shots. Back to the foul line for Grove after the offensive rebound and putback attempt. Boy, I love that quick putback, though. Before the defense could even react, she grabbed that ball, stepped towards the rim, and tried to flip it up with that left hand before the defense could recover, and that's why they fouled her. Buries the foul shot. She's 4 out of 5 from the line tonight. Back into the game, Harzma for Ellie McMullen. So Harzma, 80 Nisley, Alyssa McMullen, Grove, and Kendall on the floor. Good minutes for Ellie. She's looking better, moving better. Second one for Grove, also good. So she's coming out, Scharf in. So this will be Kendall playing the bottom of the 1-3-1 with Alyssa on top and Scharf in the middle. Ayala swings it over to number one, that's Montano in the game. Dribble down in the corner, they double, and Kendall just rips it away, and he gets it to 80. Nisley pushes ahead to Harzma, puts the brakes on, waits for the offense to set up. Back over to Kendall on the left angle. In the corner, Alyssa for three. Short. Rebound, knocked loose. Warriors will get that loose ball. Kendall to Scharf. She rumbles down the lane with the left hand and scores. Great pass by Kylie Kendall to find Scharf immediately after picking up that ball. 25-8 Warriors. Spartans with it. Haley Ayala over to Chloe. Back to Haley on top. Skips it now to... it's back to AL on top. They're just moving the ball around the perimeter. There's not much going on here.
Well, they certainly are not attacking the 1-3-1.
No, Montano on the right wing. That's going to be a turnover in a second. No, she calls the timeout.
Change her pivot foot.
Yeah, she did. Full timeout. We'll take a quick break, Warrior fans. This is KLYC McMinnville. 5:35 left to go in the first half. 25-8 Warriors on top of the Spartans here at Sheridan High School. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber. Sheridan ball. Inbound to Haley Ayala. Works left. Up top to Montano in the left, right corner. Back out to Haley. Skips it. Cross court. Givens. Gets it to Chloe Ayala. Over to Haley.
Man, she can get up.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? It's fun to watch. Just a different pair of hops than everybody else has. She'll take a 25-footer. Air balls that one to the left. Warriors ball up 25-8.
It's that five-pass rule. They get frustrated and...
Well, the passes don't go anywhere. It's like, right. Oh, well, we're not accomplishing anything. Let's just shoot the ball.
Yeah.
Alyssa gives it up to Harzma. Bounce pass, Scharf.
Oh, nice screen.
Blocked foul. She'll go to the two. That was
little
great.
Inside screen on that 2-3 zone. Kylie made a nice screen. And
so Megan rolled from the right block up and around the screen from Kendall, caught the pass as she turned the corner, and then went right to the basket. It was pretty run. Scharf buries the foul shot. She got 3 in the game. Into the game, Warner replaces Montano.
Your bench is not very deep.
Their starting five is not very deep.
No.
Scharf misses the second one. Kendall steals the rebound to 80-80, misses the short one. She got a little deeper than she should have and missed the, couldn't use the backboard. Ayala with it. Haley to Chloe Ayala. Back on top to Haley. Skips it over to Warner. Warner to Haley to Chloe off her hand and out of bounds. Threw it kind of behind her. There's some defeatist body language out there for the Spartans. 26-8 Warriors. They hit the first three of the game. They had this at a 10-6 Warrior lead. Just a 4-point game. And since then, it's 16-2 Warriors. Harzma, bounce pass to Nisley. McMullen, 18-footer, a little strong.
So.
Oh my goodness, she shot it like it was a 21-footer. She didn't know where she was, I guess. She went with
the
power.
You want to bet me if she's going to quit shooting?
Not a chance.
Nope.
There's a steal if she can't track it down. 80 knocks it away, but couldn't get it before it got out of bounds. She was just waiting for that. You watch her. That ball's in the air. She's like, oh, that's the one. Go get it. Out of the game. Deal back into the game. Number 20, Watkins. There's a steal. I don't know what that, who that was to. She threw it to Kendall, who wasn't guarding anybody. Harzma to Kendall. Thinks about the three. Back to Harzma. Kendall skips it over to 80 Nisley. On top, Harzma to Kendall. Kendall. She'll take that three. That looks a little strong. And out of bounds to the Spartans. It's okay. Got to shoot that. Groves coming in.
I think it's kind of interesting how Jed takes care of somebody that picks up two fouls, and if he thinks one of them is not, they just get buried. Figure it out. You're going to play the second half. But with Eliza, she's not. I don't believe she's coming back in. He's not.
It's just kind of what he's going to do in a bigger game, right?
Yes. Yeah.
We need you in the second half.
Yeah.
So Watkins gets it to Ayala. Drives, traveled over to Warner for three. Grove with a good challenge and gets the rebound 15 feet from the basket. Good job by Sarah. 80. Nisley in the right forecourt. Gives it to Scharf on the wing. Down low. McMullen back out to 80. Scharf. They're working that little triangle offense. Back to 80. Swings it to Harzma. That's the one right there on that reversal. McMullen's pass knocked out of bounds by Chloe Ayala. Harzma into McMullen.
Let's get a different point guard. There
over
it is.
To 80 for three. Hits it! Oh! On fire, Ron.
Good coaching.
Yeah, right?
The list is not making them. We're
just change the rotation.
Oh,
80 almost had the steal. They get it to Ayala. She drives, jumps into Grove. Oh! Wow, that was a late call.
My goodness. Way, way late.
My goodness, we already had the rebound when he blew his whistle. And that was Ayala out of control, right? My daughter and son-in-law are here, taking all my storage.
We're surrounded by family members.
Free throw missed by Ayala.
Okay, yeah, number.
Yeah, you do. But that's really not my fault, Ron. Hey, Alan gets the second one to bounce in. She's got 3 points in the game. They're up to 9, 29-9 Warriors. In the corner, McMullen with it. Bounce pass down low to 80, turns back to McMullen. Harzma, now get it back to her. Oh, Scharf, nicely on the right angle.
Looking for Alyssa. Uh-oh.
Threw it away. Threw it over Scharf's head. And that'll be an over and back call on the Warriors. Back into the game, McMullen replaces McMullen. So Ellie in, Alyssa out. Alyssa with a slow start, but she's done that a few times this year where she hasn't had
one game
in the first
she was
half.
0 for 7. Then made one the next six in a row or five in a row.
Exactly. Ayala with it.
Oh,
on top.
I see what he's doing. He's got Ellie wants to play the point.
She's
so bad.
She did it a little bit last game, so it's giving her some minutes there. There's a steal by Harzma out on top. Harzma is going to leave this one. Nope, takes it in. She's fouled.
Oh.
She was looking for Ellie. Ellie was a little slow on that transition because Maya was kind of looking back for her. Ellie's got to get out and run on that.
That's where the strength's going to come.
Got to get that explosion to accelerate down the floor. That would have been a lay-in.
Speed hasn't come back yet. Oh.
Harzma misses the first. Warriors on a 9-1 quarter so far. We've got 2:02 left to go in the second. Misses them both. Sharp with the rebound inside. Bounce pass out on top. Ellie's got it. Over to Harzma. Sharp and Harzma play catch. Now on top to Ellie.
Grove's open. Nope.
Swings it to Nisley. Down low, Sharp. Tries to go. Kick the ball. Trying to get it to Grove on the cut from the high to the low post. Minute 45 left to go. First half. Harzman inbound right side of the key along the baseline in the corner to 80. To Grove. Grove works left.
Shot.
That's her 12-footer she likes. Misses it. She's a little strong tonight on that jumper.
Well, for all of her shots, they're close, but just not by a net.
Grove almost had the steal. Couldn't keep her feet in bounds. Good anticipation. It's going to be Spartan ball on the sideline in front of the Warrior bench, about even with the foul line. Haley to Chloe. Back to Haley. Tipped by McMullen. Haley gets it back. Takes a three-pointer from out top. Air balls that. Out of bounds. Warrior basketball.
She's deflated.
Now she can't get her outside shot to drop, but that's about all they've got going, her outside shots. All they can find room to shoot. Nisley to McMullen, right angle. Down in the corner. Sharp. Back to Haley.
Oh, feeds. My goodness.
Oh, tried to feed Grove. Stolen out of there by Watkins. Forced that one a little bit. Trying to run some pretty aggressive passing angles there for the Warriors. Ayala with it out to Warner. Warner doubled. Pivots away. Timeout taken by the Spartans. He's frustrated. 30-second timeout. This is an easy conversation. Don't pick your dribble up. When the double comes, pass the ball. As opposed to what she did, which was wait for the double to come, then pick your dribble up and have absolutely no options at all. 30-second timeout. 52 seconds left to go. First half, 29-9 Warriors, Ron.
9-1. 9 points this quarter. We've missed some shots that we should have made. Grove.
17 fouls on the Spartans, 5 on the Warriors. Grove has drawn 3 of those fouls on shots. She's 5 out of 6 from the foul line. As a team, Warriors are 8 out of 12 from the foul line in the first half, which is not bad. 67% is not horrible. Like to be at 70. Spartans ball. Haley. Back to Chloe. Ayala. Over to Haley on top. Fakes to Warner. Back to Chloe. Back to Haley. To Warner. They got the left angle three. No good. Rebound inside. Miss on the putback. Rebound Sharp. That was Watkins with the missed putback. Nisley to McMullen. Down low Sharp.
Oh,
forcing that pass. On top,
there.
80 for 3. Short on that one. Grove puts it back up and in. Banked that in from about 8 feet. Nice job by Sarah Lynn. Her first basket of the game, she's got 7. 31-9 Warriors with 13 seconds to go in the first half. Ayala drives.
Screen.
Rough shot. Inside put back. Missed by number 10. That's Givens. Warriors with the ball with 2 seconds.
Uh-oh.
And
look who checked
Ayala blocks a shot at half court by 80. She's so quick off the ground. 31-9 Warriors after 2 quarters. That was an 11-1 second quarter. We'll take a quick break and be right back with some halftime numbers for you on KLYC. Halftime here from Amity High, or from Sheridan High School, not Amity High School. It is 31-9, Warriors on top of the Spartans. Warriors were led by 80 Nisey with 12 points in the first half. Grove has 7, 3 each for Alyssa McMullen, Eliza Nisley, Ellie McMullen, and Megan Sharp. 6 points for Leah Warner to lead the Spartans. What do you got, Ron? What's interesting on your stat sheet here?
Well, they have 17 turnovers.
That's pretty interesting.
80 has 5 steals. A couple other people have 2, but...
How many steals do we have as a team?
10. So those turnovers, some of them are just passes to out of bounds.
That's right.
And Sarah Grove has 8 rebounds.
Yeah, it's good first half for her.
5 offensive rebounds.
Yeah, she really pounded that offensive glass.
Yeah.
She could have got a few of those putbacks to drop, and she was drawing fouls on.
We'd
she
have 40.
To drop.
Easy. Yeah.
So pretty predictable first half.
31-9.
31-9, just kind of what you would expect. And the Warriors left a lot of points out there, honestly.
They get pretty intense that first quarter. The second quarter is real drop-off, which has been the, sort of the modus operandi here lately.
Look at Ron dropping the Latin on us.
My Southern Oregon
education. Was that it? Was that it? A couple Lewis, Latin phrases?
Lewis and Clark. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we'll take a break for a couple more minutes. There's not much else to talk about in this game at about 7 minutes. And you don't want to listen to Ron and I fill it with horrible old stories. So we'll be back after this message and a little bit of music for you on KLYC. All right, Warrior fans, get ready to start the third quarter. We lost one of our scoreboards, so now it's harder for me to see the score because it's behind the upright at the other end of the floor. So it is 31-9 right now in favor of the Warriors as we get ready to start the third quarter, and they can't get that second score clock to work.
Which, it's shortened out. The switch.
So just, it used to be, the rule used to be, Ron, if you only had one scoreboard, they're back up. Do you know what the rule is if you have one scoreboard?
Our visiting team gets the scoreboard.
Yeah, in the second half. That's how you determine what direction they go. They get to see that scoreboard. But they got it back up and running, so that's good. Sheridan with the ball. Warner with it. Hit a pair of threes. There's a steal by Grove right on top.
Put a different person at the point.
Grove pump fakes Ayala and lays it up and in. She learned her lesson, Ron.
She knew Ayala was
She knew that was going to get swatted like a volleyball spike.
Well,
Warner puts up a quick three at the other end. Misses that one.
Uh-oh.
Put back, no good inside. Rebound fouled by Sharp. That's going to be Watkins going to the line.
Well, if anybody would know about Ayala and volleyball, it would be Sarah Grove because Sarah's the volleyball
star. Faced her.
Yeah.
To the line, Watkins to shoot two. Misses the first one. She's 0 for 3 from the line.
That whole bunch of guys left, didn't they? Yeah.
And misses the second one also. Rebound pulled down and a foul called on the Warriors.
Sharp again.
So Sharp had no fouls in the first half. She's got two in the first 28 seconds.
Jed's not taking her out.
Ayala with it. Back to Chloe on top for three. Misses that. Ball tipped and rebounded by Eliza. Eliza, hesitation, kicks it ahead to Grove, over to 80. Back on top, Eliza. Well, 80 had a great shooting first half, 12 points. Eliza with it, she hit a three. Drives, fouled by Ayala.
Oh, I love that shot. Chloe. Little scoop left-hander, did you see that?
Yeah.
And she's right-handed.
Very nice. That didn't count.
That's what all the college guys are doing now, this little
high
backboard.
I know, I don't like
it. High backboard, one-handed scoop.
Lob inside to Grove. Drive by 80, gets all the way to the basket,
whoa,
scores, just blew past
Ayala.
Haley Ayala. 80 with 14 in the game. And they throw it away on the sideline. The pressure just gets to you. It wears you down mentally and physically.
Took a timeout. I mean, took a halftime to try to figure out what we're going to do against this 1-3-1. They came out and they're set up exactly the same way. You've got to outnumber the ones.
Yep.
Either up on top or down below.
Exactly. Down in the corner is Grove on the right corner. Back out on top. 80. Starts to drive. Gives it to Harzma. Sets a screen for Harzma.
She drives
all the way to the basket.
Oh,
blocked and fouled by Haley Ayala, who helps up Harzma. Checks on her. That's a pretty hard foul. Harzma to the line.
It was definitely arm on arm. She missed the ball that time.
Well, I think she might have got the ball a little bit on her way down, but then just whacked her right across the arm while she was still in the air. Harzma misses the first one.
0 for 3.
Yeah.
End
of the game, Givens for Watkins.
Coach Huber, paralysis by analysis. I kind of try to figure out what she's doing, but too close to her chest.
Missed that one long, so, it's just in her head right now.
Yeah.
Ball knocked out of bounds. Sheridan ball. You know what happens with free throw shooting. You start analyzing it while you're shooting.
Paralysis by analysis.
If you're thinking about it, you're in trouble at the foul line anywhere. But the foul line is where you have time to think about it.
So he's tried Alyssa.
Oh, yeah,
80.
He's given them all. He's got used four players up on that top, hasn't he?
Yeah.
It's good. We both think
Grove is probably...
physically should be the best.
Yeah.
But Ellie plays it better than anybody when she's healthy. Grove with another tip there.
This year it's good.
Ayala down to Chloe. Ayala back out to Haley. Jeez. Takes the three. Working to the right. Throws it away right there. You make them make five passes.
That was my five pass rule.
That's the five pass rule. They're going to turn it over. Five passes and then a turnover. If they got to shoot before five passes, or they're not going to get a shot.
They can't
off.
Do it.
They can't run their offense that long against this pressure. Left corner three. Eliza. Mm-hmm. Good! Eliza Nisely. The Nisely girls. What is going on?
They've been working on a shot.
They've got four threes between the two of them. They're just slowing down a little bit too, Ron. Did you see that?
Yeah.
A little bit more, just a little hesitation. There's a tip by Grove and she steals it. Grove going the other way. She's going to get this one.
This time.
Yep. She outran her. Left hand laying is good. Grove with six. And 11 points in the game. She's getting tired though. Out on top. She's working hard. But you can rotate. Ayala tries to drive. Cut off by 80. Nisely. They pick up the dribble over to Chloe. Back to Haley on the drive. Lays it up and in.
She
That's
could,
a nice cut.
She could play on our team.
She could.
She would,
didn't, yeah.
She would be a starter.
If she didn't have to handle the ball. Cause defensively,
nope.
She could do some special things for
goodness.
You. Yeah. How'd you like to have her on the top of the 1-3-1? With those quicks. You think you're lobbing the ball over, and she goes up and gets it at 9.5 feet. Sharp driving, stolen by Haley Ayala. She's going the other way. Warriors back on defense. Ayala pulls up.
Fouled.
And fouled. Trying to step through the double team. They're going to be on Harzma.
10.
Nope.
10.
You're right. 80 with her second. 40-11 Warriors. 5:12 left to go third quarter.
This game's going to get way out of control. If it's already out of control, that's how I think it's going to get.
This is what I learned from Ron in these games.
I haven't done it since you scolded me.
But this is a game that kind of deserves it. Like, really? There's a steal by Nisely out on top. She goes the other way, takes her time, lays it up and in. 80 Nisely. Again, she has 16.
Six steals.
And 16 points. They get it across to Chloe. Chloe. Skip pass, knocked away by Eliza, but stolen by 80. The steal goes to whoever comes up with the ball. Quick pass to Grove off her hands. Can't save it. That's a tough pass. That's a diagonal, quick, like overhead two-hand fastball pass through the lane. But there's a lot of hands in there, and you got tipped on the way, and then it went off of Sarah's hands. That's where you need a bounce pass. Ayala to Ayala. Chloe, back to Haley. Over to number one, that's Montano in the game. Down low, knocked away, stolen by Eliza, stolen back! And then a jump ball. Who had that steal back? That was a good steal. Number 23, I don't even have her in the game. The best defensive play they've made in a while. 42-11 Warriors. Warriors ball in the alternating possession. Harzma walks it up the middle. Swings left over to 80. 80
no.
for three. Missed that one.
Oh.
Gets her own rebound. Steps through. Hooks it up. Misses. Love that little step through hook shot, though. Ayala pushes up hard. And that's going to be a foul on 80. 80 was determined to get in front of her. She had help, though. That's the thing. That's where the talking needs to happen. Because there was help. She could have let her go. Just forced her to a bad angle. Let her go. And the health defense would have been there.
80's coming out.
Oh,
Eliza gets to play.
Well, maybe. We got Alyssa coming in. We got three going out, three coming in. So, Sharp.
80's out.
80. And Eliza. So it'll be Alyssa or Ellie on top. That was a missed free throw for Haley Ayala.
Is she 0 for the foul?
1 for 3.
Oh.
She bounced one around and in, remember?
Yep.
And that one goes in clean. That's on you, Ron. Talking about how bad she's shooting. 44-12 Warriors, 4-minute mark in the third quarter. Harzma gets it to Ellie. Back to Harzma. Swings it to Alyssa. Alyssa right angle. They skip it on top. Ellie steps back, 23-footer. Good. Oh, I was feeling that one. As soon as she shot it, she's got six in the game.
It was on rhythm. It was...
Yeah. to break the pressure, get inside. Oh, and a late call again on
after
this one, a hard spot.
After she gets the rebound, he calls a shooting foul.
I swear they wait to see if the ball goes
ball
in.
Ball goes, no foul.
That is not the rules of the game. Nowhere in the referees, the rule book, does it say wait and see if they make it and then call a foul.
It's called objective refereeing.
Subjective. They don't do the objective part.
Yeah.
Givens hits the free throw. One more coming for the sophomore.
He forgot who fouled. He called a
what?
No, what? They can't give a foul.
What?
No. It was 11.
Oh, my goodness.
They forgot who the foul was? Watch and see what happens. It was
10's not in the game.
No, they're changing that.
10's not even in the game, Ron. Givens hits a pair. Warriors with the ball. McMullen will swing it to Kendall, left corner. To Harzma, back to Ellie. Swings it to Alyssa, right corner, back to Ellie. Skip pass, Harzma.
Gotta shoot it.
Back to
Step
Kendall.
In.
Over to McMullen, right corner. Down low, Groh forced it a little bit, kicks it out to Ellie.
A lot
deep
of time.
Three. Little strong on that one. Grove with the rebound, puts it back up and in. Sarah Lynn Grove, gotta have 10 boards by now, Ron. 49-14 Warriors. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Timeout. Full one by the Sheridan Spartans. 3 minutes to go, 49-14 Warriors. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. I had to talk to Lacey Grower
a little bit.
She's
younger
than you. I talked to Lacey. She's hobbling a little bit.
She says she's old, but she's younger than you.
I know.
So, well, how old are you?
Well,
oh,
I don't know.
Terrible.
Ball thrown out of bounds out on top. Unforced error.
Called
really
timeout
right
for that.
Yeah. Tried to set a play up, and they just threw three passes and threw it out of bounds. Warriors with the ball. Lacey Grower had a knee done. She's limping pretty good, so I wanted to see how she was doing. Harzma. Bounce pass to McMullen. Kendall in left corner. Back out on top to McMullen. Ayala almost had that.
Flirting with danger.
Yes, it
Ayala
is.
Ayala up there.
Trying to work that ball inside. Back out. Kendall for three. Looks
maybe.
Good. Yes! Kylie Kendall with
her
first
the case.
Basket.
We got six passes, and we get a nice three.
Yeah, and we passed up on a couple of shots, too, along the way.
Yeah.
Ayala out on top. Haley, that's a...
I don't get it.
I have no idea how that's a foul on Harzma. That was the left arm of Ayala extending to push on Harzma. Wow.
So they changed that foul on Maya because they put up one on that one. So they gave it to
somebody.
Sarah.
Unbelievable. Wow. Okay. Maya with her first. It's not going to matter in this game. 50-14 Warriors. Ayala with it. Haley back out to Chloe. Chloe. Man-to-man defense for the Warriors now. First time we've seen that this game. Haley being guarded by Harzma. Gets a screen. Harzma fights over on top. Chloe dribbles to the right. Puts up a quick three. Misses everything. Grove with another rebound. Throws ahead to Alyssa. Alyssa slows it down. Gets it back. Plays catch with Ellie. Swings over to Harzma. Harzma back to Ellie on top.
Boom.
Alyssa with a quick drive, pulls up from 12, misses that one.
Guess who?
Ball inside. Grove saves it. Ball ahead to Haley. Haley drives.
Look at that move.
Through.
Look at that move.
So quick attacking with that right hand. Driving across the lane, scoops it up and in and draws the foul. We don't play against anybody else who can do that quickly.
She would be tough on any team besides this one.
Yeah.
Anybody that had two or three other players, she would round out their team.
A couple of outside shooters and she can penetrate. Mm-hmm. She is. That was explosive. Misses. Oh, gets the foul shot
she
to roll
She has
in.
A fairly good looking shot too.
When she's not shooting 25 footers.
Yeah.
But you get her attacking going downhill, especially on a fast break. My goodness. Now they're fired up on defense a little bit. 50-17. McMullen takes the three.
No.
Almost banked it in. Harzman with a rebound.
Double dribbled.
Yep. Brought it down, dribbled, hesitated, and then dribbled again when she wasn't sure where she wanted to go with that ball. 1:10 left to go third quarter, 50-17 Warriors.
She's going to have to step it up a little bit in intensity. Her last few games.
Ayala. Haley picks up her dribble. Sends it over to Chloe, back to Haley. Drives right, cut off by McMullen. get back. Good help defense there by Ellie. There's a steal by Alyssa. If she can come down with it, she does. Alyssa drives, pulls up from eight, misses. Harsman with the rebound. Out on top to Kendall. Over to Alyssa. Head fakes. Corner to Ellie. That's not a good pass.
Going to be a foul on Grove, I think.
Well, should be.
Call the foul on 23?
We'll see. Wow. 23 made a play on the ball. Had it in her hand. Sarah ran into her. They called the foul on 23. Wow. That's, I don't know 23's name. She's not in the program. They go in the left corner. Alyssa for three. Got it.
Told you. Keep shooting.
Oh, of course. That's her job. Shoot and play defense. Got it. Keep it simple. Here's, now she's on the defensive end. She's guarding Chloe. They go back to Haley Ayala. She backs out. Harzma on her. Man-to-man defense for the Warriors. Haley drives.
Nice move.
Blocked, I think, by either Ellie or Sarah. Got a block on that.
Eight. How, do they know how much time?
5 seconds. Ellie.
Got to be up.
Back to Alyssa. 24-footer. Oh, just off the front of the rim. Good-looking shot. End of three quarters. Warriors up 53-17. That was a 22-8 quarter for the Warriors. This is KLYC McMinnville. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Sheridan High School. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber. Start of the fourth quarter. It's 53-16 Warriors on the floor for the Warriors.
Yeah. The freshman entered.
Kylie in, along with Kylie, Kendall and Wilson. Both McMullins and Eliza Nisley. The Sheridan ball to start the quarter. 8 minutes left to go in this one. Should be a running clock now. Warriors up 37. Warner for three, no good. Rebound McMullen,
oh my.
She's fouled.
That's going to be on
Haley Ayala. Put the push on her. They called it on 23? No.
Three, it's on three.
One-on-one for the Warriors?
No. They're screwed up.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait a minute. What's the, are the fouls wrong on the board?
I don't know.
No.
Why are we shooting?
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Look at the scoreboard.
I think they got it figured out. It's Warriors ball. They were going to go one-on-one. I thought you said this was a good crew, Ron. Goodness gracious.
Well,
it's a JV
intensity's
crew.
Gone away from the referee. It's 53. It's,
the game's rubbed off on them.
40-point lead.
Oh. McMullen. Kendall.
Oh, they don't even
they're
look.
Just a, they're trying to make that blind pass, and Kylie didn't drop down. Kylie Wilson, she's a little slower on that drop down, and Kendall was expecting her to drop like Scharf might, a little quicker. Ayala misses, rebound Ellie inside.
Flat-footed rebound.
Yep, pulls it out of there. She's not doing a lot of jumping yet. Leave it for Kendall, puts up a three, no, bank that one. Ayala with a rebound. Man, she's tall. Plays tall. Hesitation, only goes right though.
Yep.
On top, Warner. Over to Chloe Ayala. Misses the three. Rebound inside.
Kendall.
Put back up and in. Kendall with no position there. And the put back by Givens for two. Kylie was just standing around watching. Can't do that. Kendall back to McMullen. She was cutting. Eliza over to Alyssa. On the right angle. Down in the right corner to Kendall. Back out to Eliza.
Somebody's going to get a shot here.
Swinging it over to Alyssa. Kendall. On top, McMullen for three. Short for Ellie. That looked perfect. Just a little short. Almost had a steal there for Eliza.
My goodness.
There's a drive by Ayala. She misses, banks it. But she gets past people so fast.
And can change her body angle in the air to avoid hitting people.
Kendall in the left corner, and she stepped out of bounds.
Yeah.
6 minutes and counting here to go in the fourth quarter. 53-18 Warriors.
Kendall's a gamer. This game, she's...
Yeah. It just doesn't matter.
No.
Like, there's just nothing going on.
I'll guarantee you she'll be up for Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Ayala with it in the left corner. Haley steps back for three. Halfway down, won't stay. Ball tipped and rebound to Ellie. Gets it to Kendall. Back to Ellie. She'll bring it up the floor. Start the offense. Skips it down in the corner to Eliza. Back to Ellie on top. Kendall. Kendall, left corner. Alyssa, head fake. They get out quickly on her, on top to Ellie. Timeout.
Jed says nothing's going on here.
Yeah, let's set something up.
You're going to run the clock through the timeout? Oh, he set it up.
30-second timeout. We'll stay right here. 5:20 to go. Running clock when we get the ball back in bounds. What? These Huber boys. Carlos and Daniel. .520 left to go, 53-18. Warriors, they have 7 fouls, and Sheridan has 4. Coming out of the timeout, it'll be Kylie Wilson, Ellie McMullen, Alyssa McMullen, Eliza Nisley, and Kylie Kendall.
Probably play with this group for about another
minute. Yeah, until about the 4-minute mark, then we'll see Rideout and Christensen, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Warriors with it, Ellie. In the corner to Kylie.
Do something here.
Ball stripped away by Warner and out of bounds.
Here comes the movie boys. Where are they gonna?
I don't know where they're going here. Warriors with the ball. Alyssa, Kylie in the corner. Kendall back out, threw it away. That was tipped. Eliza, now with a drive.
Oh, my goodness.
Weaving through traffic. Lost it. Ah, she was going to swing it through.
And she got a foul.
And then she picks up
my goodness. What a bad call.
Eliza picks up the foul. Well, when you're laying on the floor trying to reach the ball, sometimes it just looks bad. She's flat on her belly, reaching up, trying to strip the ball away from the girl. I think she got all ball, but it kind of looks like you might be out of control reaching up and fouling somebody. So to the line will be, I don't know who it is. Is it 10?
10.
Givens will go to the line. It's 2 for 2 today. 4:33, the clock stops as she shoots her free throw. I say singular. Yeah. Missed that one. Kendall with the rebound. Warriors get it ahead to Eliza. Eliza works right. Back to Alyssa on top. Ellie swings to Kylie. Wilson.
Uh-oh.
High post.
Brought it down.
Back out to Kendall.
Look for your shot.
Down on the left corner. Eliza for 3. No, misses that one. Alyssa with a long rebound on the weak side. Out to Ellie in the low post. Wilson. Back out to Ellie.
There it is.
Kendall. Missed everything on that 3. Good challenge by Ayala. And she affects shots even when she doesn't block them. Ayala on the right wing for 3.
That's a good shot.
First 3 she's made today. She's got 12 points now. 53-21 Warriors. McMullen.
He's not going real deep on that.
I don't think he's very really happy with this ball movement.
No.
McMullen for 3. Alyssa doesn't get the roll. Rebound inside by Deal. There was a Maddie Deal that went to school out here, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Pretty
Look
good.
At that move.
Ayala steps through the double. Our girls are just not used to seeing somebody attack that quickly off the dribble.
Mm-hmm.
She just slices through that double team.
With the two-step Euro.
So she'll go to the line with 3:19 left to go. Makes the first one.
Mm-hmm.
So Jed's not happy, I don't think. He brings in 80 and Megan. I don't think he's happy with how this group has played. I think his plan was for them just to play a couple of minutes. They've been sloppy. So, see if a couple substitutions changes that. It's Wilson, McMullen, 80 Nisley, and Sharp.
Here comes
Alyssa.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He's really serious.
Alyssa, over to Ellie. Down in the corner, 80, fakes the 3, traveled. So they have lost all synchronicity out there, right? So substitutes in, Ellie and Alyssa out. And you've got Wilson still in the game, along with Grove, Harzma, 80 Nisley, and Sharp. Ayala with it. Jed wants to see something he hasn't been seeing.
Oh,
Ayala drives.
My goodness. That
misses it on that one, but what a great move again. Sharp gets it in the hands of 80. Nisley pushes up quickly, attacks, kicks, Grove fakes the three, bounce pass to Harzma, backs it out. Chloe all over, gets it to 80, swings it to Grove, fakes the three, back to 80 on the right angle.
Uh-oh.
Off of Harzma's foot and out of bounds. Chloe affected that, or Haley affected that one as well. Jed will have some things to talk about here, won't he? It's been a pretty sloppy fourth quarter. We haven't scored. Ayala with it. I haven't had a lot of shots.
Nope.
Turned the ball over a lot. One and duns. On the wing, they go back out on top to Haley. Haley, little rub screen from Chloe. Now works right, goes behind the back, steps back, gives it to Chloe for three. Looked good, no good. Tipped, Grove with the rebound. Pushes ahead to 80. 80. Puts the brakes on, back out to Grove, on top, Wilson. To Harzma, through Harzma's hands, Grove saves it. Maya to 80.
There
Kylie
it is.
Wilson from the foul line, can't get it. 80 with the rebound.
Geez.
Gives it back to Harzma, out to Grove for three. Good! So she keeps us from getting skunked. Sarah Grove, with, I think she's got 9 in this half. And 16 in the game, if my numbers are right. Ties her for high score with 80. Under a minute to go here in the fourth quarter. Ayala with it. Loses it, gets it back. Works left. Gives it to Chloe. Chloe to 21. I don't have a name there. Knocked out of bound by Grove. Interesting, yeah. I mean, nothing tells you a coach is unhappier than when he makes his starters play late into the game in a blowout. He just has not been happy with their execution, I think, tonight. Can't speak for Jed, but it's been a pretty ugly fourth quarter for the Warriors. Ayala with a 24-footer hits it.
Wow. But not.
She missed three of those in the first half. A couple of them air balls. 56-26. They cut the lead to 30 on that. 10 seconds. Harzma. To Grove, fakes the three, goes to 80, bounce pass down low, they find Sharp, she loses it. Just sloppy tonight. Ayala from half court, no good. Final score here from Sheridan, 56-26, Warriors with a 30-point win. We'll be right back with some final numbers for you on KLYC.com. Final score here from Sheridan High School, the Amity Warrior girls with a 56-26 easy win, just like we kind of expected. Last time these two teams played, Ron, it was 55-24.
So we must have played just as sloppy last time.
Yeah, in the second half, for sure. Great first quarter for the Warriors. Scored 20 in the first, 11 in the second. Had a good third quarter with 22 points. And then 3 points in the fourth quarter. Luckily, Sarah Grove hit a shot or else we would have got skunked in the fourth quarter.
Yes, I got Sarah Grove with 13 rebounds. I also got Sheridan with 28 turnovers.
Sarah had 16 points as well as those 13 rebounds. 89 is the also with 16. And then just a smattering here and there. McMullen, Alyssa with 6. Eliza with 6. Ellie, Kylie, Kendall, and Megan Scharf with 3 each. Haley Ayala led the way with 14 for Sheridan.
They're going to do their senior thing first.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a break here. Be a little dead air while we get the recording set up for the second game here. So bear with us for just a minute. We'll be right back after these messages and some dead air.